And special rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territory, Francesca Albanese, Thursday called for international sanctions against Israel for its treatment of Palestinians. Albanese, an Italian lawyer, is one of dozens of independent human rights advocates, experts the UN has mandated to report and advise on specific areas, in her case, Palestinians. According to speaking to reporters in Cairo Thursday, Albanese said Israel is endangering Palestinian existence on what remains of their land and accused Israel of the cleansing of Palestinians.
I would simply point you to the fact, to Secretary of State Blinken's comments, the U.S. Secretary of State, where he points the blame.
I apologize. That is the wrong actuality. Albany suggests nations which provide support for Israel, such as the United States, should also be investigated for complicity in Israel's actions. Palestinian hospital officials said Israeli airstrikes in the southern city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip Thursday killed at least five people. More than half the territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah, where Israel has conducted nearly daily raids as it prepares for an offensive on the city. Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said Thursday his country will send NATO troops to Latvia next year to help support the Baltic state following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking alongside Latvia's Prime Minister Evika Salina in Stockholm, Kristersson says as NATO's newest member, Sweden is now ready to assume responsibility of the collective deterrence and defense.
I today can announce that the government this morning gave Sweden's armed forces the formal task of planning and preparing for the Swedish contribution of a reduced mechanized battalion to NATO's forward land forces in Latvia.
Kristersson said the battalion will be comprised of about 400 to 500 troops. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday is taking up former President Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to